This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Talk about the trouble I've got into. Some advice would be nice. The Game Boy or from you to choose. I swear I usually don't do this, but this time I goofed. She's perfect. I'm worthless. Why do I look like a chipmunk?
That was Nick Goldston. Rose, thoughts?
One of my favorites.
Really?
Still shocked that people put so much time into doing these for you. That's so lovely.
That song is better than anything we've ever done on the podcast before.
I think that's better than the original song.
That's right. It was already like a acoustic version of a song we loved. And Then he also made it about If I Were
Honestly,
You.
If he would do me the solid of recording Lit's actual My Own Worst Enemy with that with that energy, I would add that to my like chill out playlist.
He writes, actually, one request. I grew up on Blink-182, Nick Goldston writes, and I'd love to do one of their songs for the show. Anything from Cheshire Cat through Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. I know Jake is a big Dude Ranch fan, and I'm personally an Enema of the State fan, and Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. But I'd be stoked to do anyone. Shout out my friend Alexis, who had their question about pasta answered on a podcast once.
Let's hear Carousel by Blink-182.
Which one's that? Just go ahead, sing a few bars.
Okay. Tom so it's like
nice.
It's a really long, it's a long intro.
Yeah, so fast forward.
Okay. You're like putting me on.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but like 3, 2, 1, verse. 3, 2, 1, chorus. Everyone else,
I had
to
get there in my head.
I know, I'm there with you. Ready? Bow, 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 boom. You, green light. Go.
But that's me at a carousel. Bant, and a win, a win, a bant, win, a win, a win, a bant, win, a win, a win, a bant.
All right, well, you tried. Nick Goldston wrote that one.
Can I just tell you really quickly that a little known fact, at intermediate, which is junior high, middle school, I was in a band called Splinter, and we did Blink-182 covers, and I did all the small things.
What? Did you sing?
But
You have like drummer energy.
You have big drummer energy.
Actually, I do remember being teased because I didn't move enough when I was singing at the like microphone. I stood too still, and I just bopped my knees, and the rest of the band were like, "You got to loosen up."
How are you in a? So you're 13 years old in New Zealand in a band.
11. Yeah.
11 in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. A bunch of other fifth grade New Zealanders.
I don't know what grades are.
Let's say 10 and 11 year olds.
Yeah.
Yep. And they're singing American songs.
Yep. With the accents. We worked a lot on the accents.
So, for example, what would it, like, what's in a song that you guys did?
I told you, all the small things.
And then what was your job? What was your role in the band?
Singing.
Oh, no other instruments.
Lead vocals, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and then who else was in the band?
Ben Sluters was on the drums.
Nice.
We had another girl called Frances Rose. What are the chances? That's my name too.
Are you just finding this out?
No, I just forgot.
Well, another woman. Your name is Frances Rose.
Yeah, thanks, Jake.
Frances Rose McIver.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll never forget that.
Thank
for
you
as long
so
as I live.
Much for remembering.
Is it E-S or I-S?
It's E-S because I'm a girl.
Sorry about Jake, by the way. I knew it was
Wait, this
E-S.
Is. I don't like this dynamic at all.
Actually, Jake, what
it's
is
usually? Hey, wait. Whoa, whoa.
E-S,
no,
yeah.
I don't get
sorry,
ganged
Frances.
Up on.
Yes.
I, you we either tease Rose or Rose and I tease you.
Yeah.
Wait, Jake, what's your middle name?
Penn Cooper. You knew that.
Penn Cooper.
Yeah.
One
also
word?
Knew that. Yeah.
It's two.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay. You know, like,
I remember look, it now that you
said it. As long as
you're
talking about middle names, his is Shmuel. Okay?
S-H-M.
You want to make fun of somebody, we should be making fun of
Classic.
Shmumu.
Classic. S-H-M-U. You're almost done.
You're halfway through. Is it H-M-U? You're halfway through.
Yeah. S-H-M-U, which sounds like a name of a school. You're halfway through. E-L, go to hell.
For making fun of my
Sometimes
name.
Sometimes I wish you would.
Rose McIver.
Hi.
The voice that launched 1,000 pods.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of our network. You've heard her before, whether you'd like to or not.
Rose is actually on every HeadGum podcast.
That's right.
She's the bumpers.
Mm-hmm. Can you actually hit us
Which
with
is actually more than you now, Jake, because you weren't on last week's, were you?
I was on last week's.
No, you weren't. By the time this comes out, we'll have aired the one with Jeff and Riley where you're not on it.
Wait, if I were you?
It's an if I were you.
So I've been on more If I Were You's than
That's
Jake,
insane.
In
I thought
ways.
That you were on Review.
Oh, no. We did an If I Were You without you.
Excuse you.
Yeah.
It's H-M-U.
This is Jake finding out.
This is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't
Go
consulted.
To hell.
You were consulted, but you were insulted.
No one told me this was happening.
We were going to record our podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm being
you
like Yoko
here.
Ono right now. Like getting in there.
Actually, can you step out? Me and Rose will take this one.
This
from
is
here.
Absolute. Absolutely batshit crazy to me. I was fully under the impression that you and I were going to guest on Review.
No, I see.
You texted me. You said it's kind of hard to do two guests remote.
Yeah, like three people in one room, one person across the country, which
and,
I still stand by.
Yeah, I agree. And I was happy to not do it when I thought I was getting out of doing Review.
Okay, let's
I didn't know I was being fucking...
You've been kicked off your own podcast.
Yeah, this is insane.
But you chose to move back to New York. So, you know, I think it's a mere acting out. It's like a child when his parent, you know, his parents
split
up.
Just let him do this. He's going through like a phase.
Yeah, yeah.
We won't actually air it. Wink, wink.
This is.
What would you have said if it was like, if you knew it was If I Were You?
I probably would have said that I should do it.
Okay. Well.
Guys, I'm really sorry for bringing that up.
Easy to say now. I can, I guess, edit you into the conversation.
It's funny because when Rose said that, I was like, oh, I shouldn't correct her.
Yeah, how come? I was, how does,
I like fully
how does Rose
that
know more than you?
This is
I
why you
know.
Need to pair with a girl. We're talking about this. I'm across it. I'm tracking story.
You really are.
You could do one without me to sort of make up for it.
No.
I don't want to do
I'm
that.
I do an extra podcast.
Ooh, you're going to have to buy him a pony to make up for this.
All right, this is If I Were You, advice show that Jake's occasionally on.
Oh,
I'm Amir. Francis is across the table from us.
Mm-hmm. Frankie.
Thank you.
Do you ever get recognized for your voice for a HeadGum thing?
You know, sometimes at comic conventions, the only time I really get called out for HeadGum is at comic conventions where people seem to like, you've got a lot of fans out there. I don't know if you guys have done signings and stuff, but.
No
signings.
We should start doing that.
But I'm not sure if they know, if they just hear my voice and then think that's from HeadGum or if they knew it from something else.
You never ordered something at a restaurant and the waitress is like, wait a minute, say that again.
How many listeners do you have?
40 on our show and then another 20 spread throughout the other 40 episodes.
Once you wait till Jeff and Riley's episode next week drops without me, they'll...
Whoa, it hasn't even gone online yet, but it's viral. Everyone
You're a
wants
viral.
To hear it.
You're a virus.
A coronaviral.
Easy.
All right, these are, of course, as always, you've been here before, you get it, real questions from real people. All we need are fake names to preserve their anonymity. Their anonymity.
You still can't say the word.
Anonymity.
How many years is it?
7.
Anonymity.
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 Your class.
Any. All right, so do you have a guy's name we can call this person?
Blake.
Nice. Blake. Like Lake with a B.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool. Sup, my dudes. Started watching you guys when you were at College Humor, and obviously I think you're hilarious and cool and good at math. He's talking about me. Anyway, here's the sitch.
Not either of us.
So I have this friend who's getting married this summer across the country in North Carolina. I live in Colorado, and it's the same weekend as Bonnaroo. My girlfriend already got tickets to Bonnaroo before we learned about the wedding and is going to go to that if she doesn't come with me to the wedding, and I won't know anybody else there. At this point, I'll probably bail on the wedding, which I already feel bad about, but my question is, how should I tell my friend? The bride and I used to work together for 3 years, and then we shared an office and hung out every day, but since then, we've only seen each other maybe twice, three times a year, so I'm not sure it's the biggest deal to her. Well, that's it. Hopefully you guys are having a great day and can help me out. Thanks. Love, Blake.
Wow.
As somebody that planned a wedding.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go, but he won't be their friend again.
But he won't stay here.
Do you think that?
I do think that there were people like invited or not invited to my wedding that like it felt like, you know, our friendship connection isn't super strong, mm-hmm. but this invite is like an offer to like rekindle it or stay close, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And him rejecting that is sort of being like, actually, this chapter of my life is closed, which is fine because it does sound like he would rather go to Bonnaroo than their wedding.
Because yeah. I'd so say as somebody who has never had to plan a wedding, that part of why I wouldn't want a wedding is this. This
the stress is like, of who to invite, yeah. what are they going to say?
All jokes aside, just the idea of how many people you offend and don't offend. And it seems like it's kind of about – it's this inventory, like a friendship inventory happens at yeah. a wedding that's like – so much pressure.
And then the tables, where do the tables go? Where
yeah.
are you sitting?
And who's like, who's part of the bridal party? All that stuff is like, it kind of feels like it does take you back to school in some ways of...
Cliques.
Who's invited to the birthday party.
Everyone, it is a ranking because you have your bridal party. It's like the maid of honor and the best man. Mm. And that's like, okay, so who's top? Mm-hmm. Of all your best friends, who's the top five?
Micah yours?
Yeah, Micah was mine. Uh-huh. And then even after that, like there's still an order of which people walk down the aisle and stand next to you up there.
Yeah.
So then it's like, okay, so now I have to do another order.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, who gets the seat closest to the main table?
Yeah.
And you
so it's
absolutely,
really like top 100 in order every time you get married.
Yeah. When you put somebody
every time
in
you
a
get
shitty,
married.
Yeah. When you put somebody
all
in a shitty
times.
Seat, that is because you don't
yeah.
care about them that
yeah.
much. Like, there were people in bad seats at our wedding, and it's because they were low priority. 100%.
I think I would go me, my brothers, obviously, Jeff and Riley, and then maybe Francis over there.
Yeah.
And then, am I forgetting anyone?
And you would.
I'm forgetting it.
I don't think you're forgetting me. I think I go without
right.
saying, but you didn't
when
say
you
where.
When you say me, that actually reminds me of Streeter.
Streeter, yeah.
Yeah. Me, Streeter.
We're not talking about, like, who's invited, right?
Oh, and
we're
then my main man, Jesse.
Jesse.
Right. When you said me, and then you were like, what about me?
When you said
that
my
reminded
main,
me of
and when you just said
Jesse.
My main man, Jay, and you pointed
and
at
I
me and
guess,
looked at me.
I guess if I'm ranking dead last people, there's a couple of frenemies in my life that I'm not too
I'm
down to hang out
to
with.
Frenemy to you?
No, not quite you yet. Sean Perlman.
So I don't even make the
list. Rommies of the world. And then a couple of shit asses that I have to invite out of fucking obligation because I accidentally
you
went
gave
to
a
their
speech
wedding.
At
gave
my
a
wedding.
Speech at their wedding. Not you. Obviously not you. You're not invited.
Who else could it possibly be?
Just because I want it to be a small affair.
I think that the other thing about this is that I sometimes invited people to me and Jill's wedding, our wedding, not my wedding.
wedding.
That we weren't expecting to come.
Yeah.
So like there's a world too where you don't want to go and your friend also doesn't want you to go.
Yeah, you got some no's and you're like, this is great. It opens up.
Have
person.
You guys
yeah.
had the week before last minute wedding invite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of those and I take
rounders.
Such great pleasure in saying no.
A text message. It's like, huh, next week.
That's
this
what
is your
I got.
Official
I got
invite?
That recently from a friend
really,
in New Zealand.
I like it. This past summer, a friend texted me and Jill and they're like, hey, clearly this is like...
Someone's full... Grandma died. two tables.
We're not going to pretend like we forgot your invite or whatever, but like this opened up. You guys are great. Would you want to come? And we like... It was the day before the wedding and we went. It was awesome.
Oh, that's cool. I do think there's something liberating in like taking all of the stink off like the wedding invite process. And if you want to go, go. And if you don't, don't. And, you know, maybe down the track you have to like have a weird conversation with that friend about it later. But like... I don't think you should go. This guy shouldn't go to the wedding to feel like if he doesn't want to be there, he's not going to enhance their experience.
And he doesn't know anyone there.
Yeah.
He'd rather be at Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Absolutely don't do this as a favor because it is not a favor. You showing up begrudgingly doesn't help anyone.
They're probably desperate for you not to come.
Yeah.
Too.
Eating a $200 steak begrudgingly.
Right. You'll either save them cash or get somebody, free up the invite list for someone
else. Jake and Jill will get the invite. They'll gladly show up.
Do you have to give a reason when somebody says RSVP no?
I think you just say, I'm sorry, like we're booked up that weekend. And I don't think that this guy's going to be like looking at social media to see that you're at Bonnaroo.
You're just shirtless in a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Maybe don't post. I would steer away from posting.
You can hide your story from certain people in your settings.
Oh, wow. Have you done that?
Not me per se.
Don't lie.
Jill's the one that taught me. She did it.
She's hid her story from people.
That's so funny. That happened right as she stopped posting entirely.
I think it was like something like this. We're like,
she never posts though, so why would that come up? I used to always watch her stories and comment that she was keeping it 100, and now she's blocking
commenting
people.
Too much, Amir.
I was commenting a lot, but it went away. Who did she block?
No one, actually. She did stop.
To think of her blocking someone puts me on the verge of tears, because I imagine that I can't hear
her story. Someone hiding that comment from her, it was a 100 comment.
What was the thing we used to be able to do on MSN chat? You know, I remember you used to be able to like.
MSN chat.
Do you guys remember that?
Chat? No.
I never did MSN.
MSN Messenger.
We were AIMing, we were ICQing.
You did shit weird in New Zealand.
It was all ass backwards back there.
Oh my God, it's still on MSN probably there.
What
like,
is
we
it?
Get
you're
everything
fucking MSN messaging a kangaroo or some shit.
That's funny. 69ing a kangaroo or something.
Say that.
Guys, I'm not from Australia.
Where?
I'm not from Australia.
Okay. All right.
My first name's Francis and I'm from New Zealand.
God, it felt so good to get that off my chest.
They don't have fucking kangaroos there?
No.
Not one kangaroo in New Zealand?
No. No snakes, no kangaroos, no wombats, no wallabies, no koalas. Wow. None of them.
What's a kiwi? Is it the fruit or is it a type of animal?
It's a bird.
It's a bird, right? Mm-hmm. Do they have kiwi the fruit there too?
Yep.
Indigenous?
No.
Did you ever instant message one on MSN?
MSN. I can't believe you guys didn't have that. Yeah. It was iconic. It was, again, around the same age I was in Splinter, the band.
Yeah.
Things were taking off musically for me.
Small things, bobbing the knees.
We should do Weezer.
Or however you would say
it. It was right after I got that haircut, too.
We should do Weezer, mate.
It was a good year. But no, MSN Messenger, it was like just a chat thing. Maybe it's the same as AIM or whatever. But you used to be able to hide when you were online, and it was a big thing that you'd like hide from some people after school, and then that somebody would be like, but she says it shows that she's online to
me. Oh, wow.
Do you remember that?
You could do that on AIM as well. Yeah, invisible mode.
Yeah. Oh, that's so mean. And then you'd bust
it was
like,
the original
somebody else.
Ghosting.
Doing. Yeah.
In plain sight.
Yeah. You would have been a good coach back in the day for Jake, man. Were you doing a bit of casual talk-throughs?
I learned my ways on AIM. Uh-huh. My God, I was a king of away messages.
ASL?
Those were the fucking days.
You ever use %N? That would display their screen name in your away message.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that move? That's so dope.
I got
lost in it. Bob Rooney, I'm away from the keyboard right now. And it's like, how did they know that it would... they put %N, so it's displaying my fucking screen name on their AIM message.
You ever not do that so people thought it was %N, but it was actually just at Joe Winix?
Oh, that's cool. So you did it like... So he thought you percented N, but then everyone would be reading his screen name.
That's right.
That's really dope. And then did you ever have like a quote in your AIM profile? Like a Dave Matthews quote?
What? Yeah, you know what? I feel like I might have told this story at one point because I was so...
Was it last week? Oh, no, you weren't on last week.
Yeah, that's right. I once, because I was in a band in high school.
A rival band.
Called?
We were called Wally J.
Was this before or after you got the tattoo?
It was way before. I think I was 15. Mm-hmm. But I put a song that I wrote into my profile, like hoping that people would think it was like Dashboard Confessional.
That level.
And I remember like a few months later, someone, like a friend of mine, had taken a lyric from the song and put it in hers.
Wow.
And we That's never a played a show. Hit. She didn't know that was an original line that I wrote.
Do you remember the line?
It was so emo. It was like, No, it was like something like someday you'll, I mean, this is, the spirit was someday you'll like me, but it'll be too late and I won't be into you.
That's cool.
That was the spirit, but it rhymed.
I did not know you went that earnest. That's I couldn't really have cool. picked that.
Oh man, no, it was very earnest.
Yeah, did you write a few tracks?
Yeah, I'll think of some lyrics during the break. We'll come back and I'll remember this.
What was your first email address? Do you remember what yours was?
Mine was my brother's AOL email address. I just used it. Because I was like 11 and he was 15. So it was Picasso@earthlink.net.
Picasso
with a K. And did I Why? Mention Picasso had a K in it?
Mine was just talk to the hand.
MSN chat.
At hotmail.com.
The that number two?
Just talk to. No, but it had underscores between the words.
That's cool.
But for years, my password, until like probably I moved to America, my password for everything, like, you know, way since I got my other email addresses and whatever, it was still not the face. Because it was just
talk to the hand, not the face.
Yeah.
That's so
But it's not the password for anything now. Don't bother.
Nice.
This is iCloud.
All right. All your photos were just leaked, by the way.
Nudes everywhere.
Nudes, N-O-O-D-Z.
Not the face.
Just talk to the head. Oh, fuck. It was tragic.
Good stuff. All right. Let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors and come back with more questions and answers after this.
Woohoo.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again. All the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress, and all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20, all one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we are back. Rose, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Is it the same jingle for that each time?
Yeah, that one we sort of kept because we liked it.
It's
so
perfect.
Much.
Do people submit new ones?
They used to, and now they sort of stopped because that one is without flaw. We have no notes.
Yeah.
Do you have any unsolicited advice?
I don't.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
It's sort of a reimagining / sequel to my first one of getting a water pick. Do you have a water pick?
I got one, hated it.
Okay.
Lost it.
So I got one, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, and then that was our first piece of unsolicited advice.
Mm-hmm.
And my water pick has been slowly declining, and I sort of didn't really realize it until I did what I think is my new piece of unsolicited advice, which is get a new water pick. That's right.
I've got a better one.
Okay.
I have a much, much better one. Salad. Green leaves, right?
Yeah.
You're making a salad.
Uh-huh.
You want to wash those leaves, don't you?
Of course.
How do you dry them? And you don't want what? You don't want to fill up your kitchen with gimmicks, right? All these gadgets and things.
The salad spinners,
salad spinner, right?
Shit like that. Yeah.
You put them on a tea towel. Put all the lettuce leaves on a tea towel.
Okay.
Grab the ends of it like a little knapsack.
This is what you said was better?
A little knapsack, like you'd put it over your shoulder when you're leaving home.
You bundle it up and
you
shake
bundle
it
up and you spin it around like the centrifugal force.
Like
you know,
a helicopter.
Like a helicopter. And all of the water flies off the leaves into the tea towel.
The tea towel? What's a tea towel? Can you translate that for me? Is that like a paper towel?
No, it's like a hand towel, except it's a little bit bigger. It's probably 20. No, it's like 18 by 24.
Yeah.
Or
what
20,
do you call
21
the thing
by
that you
30.
Use in the kitchen to like
hand towel, like to wipe down the counters?
It's
yeah,
it's
but also
more,
to like grab the hot things out of the oven and.
But that's like a thick sort of a heat.
Okay, my unsolicited advice is get a tea towel.
I have if you go to firmliving.com, I've got a tea towel that I really love.
It's, oh, really?
Yeah, it's a beautiful tea towel.
100% cotton?
I think it's 100% cotton. Let's pull it up.
Okay, I understand what a tea towel is.
But you also
so you're putting the leaves in there?
You're putting the lettuce leaves in there. You're spinning it around. It dries
spin it around
off.
How? On like, a stick?
No. Just clutch the ends. Like
got
it's
like been, a bindle of sorts.
Yeah, exactly.
Whipped around
a
your
bindle.
Head, like,
that was what I was describing with the knapsack thing on your back.
But that's not what it is.
Okay, so you're spinning it around super fast. The water goes off the leaves into the tea towel and out a little bit. So it's better to stand on the balcony if you're going to do a spin.
I see.
But it's great. I did it last night. Dried those leaves very quickly. You don't have to hand pat them down, which can take a long time when you're making a beautiful fresh green salad.
You have this platform to tell anyone, to give anyone a piece of
your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how to dry
and
leaves.
And it's spin salad around your head.
I just
on the balcony.
Aren't most of the leaves pre-washed?
I would like everybody to write in who uses that and just be honest. But just make sure these guys know that they're getting a lot.
Ahead.
When they bring me into the show, they're getting valuable advice. They're getting stuff people use. They're, you know, help me out, guys.
washing fruits and vegetables seems necessary. Everyone talks about it. But then I'm like, I'm just running this dirty thing under sink water. Now it's got dirty things on it in the sink water. I'm never scrubbing it so dry.
When you like rinse salad leaves, it doesn't fully feel like, oh, okay, like the salad's clean now.
Yeah, I'm usually holding them in my like open palms and sort of just like shaking them
dry.
Yeah,
we do the same thing. Yeah,
and now it's like
I'm not helpful in
it's sort of wet.
Yeah, but then they're soggy in the salad.
Yeah, soggy in the salad. Mm. That's why I don't really
like. I've put them on a tea towel before. I didn't do the spinning thing. I thought you were. I put them on a tea towel, fold up the tea towel, and
nice.
Sort of like
lettuce
and
by leaf like, by leaf, right?
I bob it like a baby.
That's nice.
But it doesn't.
You'll do one leaf at a time.
A jolly jumper.
And you air dry it with your breath.
Oh, that's definitely dirty.
Per leaf of arugula, and then you lay it out. One day later, naturally evaporating. And then the next one, soap, water, dryer, dry, tea towel,
whatever.
You just
want to rinse off like the dirt. Really, off leaves. You know, if you've bought some beautiful organic produce and you've got a little bit of dirt
market,
on it,
the farmer's
market.
Yeah.
Just want to rinse off that dirt.
That's nice. Are you veggie at all? You know about Jake's Megan diet?
What's Megan?
I've also been thinking about calling it Veekend, which is...
The freaking Veekend?
It's vegan throughout the week, but not on the weekend. It's basically 75 to 80% plant-based and then not giving a shit sometimes.
Oh, that's a good... I like that model, actually.
So mostly vegan, sometimes not.
Yeah, I didn't eat meat for like 5 years and... or fish or anything. And then I went backwards. I was ahead of the game, ahead of the curve. Started eating it again about 5 years ago, probably around about when I met you guys, actually, maybe 10 years ago. And then I do wish, I'm very mindful that it doesn't feel like a good thing that I do, but I haven't made hard and fast rules.
Yeah.
But I tend to eat a lot of plant-based stuff, I'd say.
The nice thing about vegan or Veekend is there aren't hard and fast rules. Mm. It's just like, I'm pretty much vegan, except sometimes I don't give a shit.
You need to be a certain personality to be able to do that. An addictive personality wouldn't work well with that. They would just do whatever they want all the time.
Somebody actually emailed us. I started. Aaron says, my version of vegan is vegish, vegan leaning, and sometimes fish.
I like that.
Oh.
Do they fuck with eggs?
They probably fuck with eggs, but she talks specifically about sushi.
Nice.
Yeah, what are you going to do with sushi? Vegans can't have sushi?
No.
What, are you going to tell me you can't have a sushi?
Well, vegans can't have sushi.
Is that Italian?
Can't have tuna?
Vegans can have sushi.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have sushi because sometimes you don't give a shit. That's the point of being vegan.
How long have you been vegan, Jake?
My whole life by accident. Sometimes I'll eat meat and sometimes I don't.
It's very non-committal.
I started being vegan in early January. But like...
This year?
Yeah,
this year. Like a few weeks ago. Okay.
Yeah.
How's the huge commitment going?
It's been really nice. Yeah. I think most of the time I'm vegan, and then sometimes I don't give a shit.
And you get to eat pasta, which you like anyways.
Yeah, pasta's good. I really wanted – the thing that I wanted to do most of all is just like introduce a lot more vegetables into my diet. Because sometimes – I don't know. I was – like even when I was eating meat, I was still not eating a lot of vegetables. And now not eating meat, I'm like trying to get more.
Well, now you've got the salad whirly trick. You're going
to
be
– And now that I know how to wash my salad
– What if it's raining outside?
Do you not have a shelter on your balcony? Get a shade cloth.
That's cool. Shade cloth for the balcony, tea cloth for the leaves.
A shade cloth is just a giant tea towel.
All right. We'll get the towel. But yeah, get a new... If you got a water pick when I told you to get one, get a new one. It'll blow your mind. That includes you.
Do they have a newer model? I'd love one with a thinner profile.
Again, it's another gadget that you've got to have sitting in the bathroom now. Yeah, I don't want another thing.
But I got a new one and I used it. Like, whoa, I don't know what I've been using. It's been like a very weak, loud stream. This new one is like a silent assassin for me. It's like...
Does it hurt at all?
Feels like a power drill. No, but it just feels a lot cleaner than my
last
one.
Maybe I would be interested in getting a new one. I've sort of fallen out of love with my water pick.
Yeah. Get yourself a water pick that can do both. Clean your teeth and I'll watch a movie with it.
No, Joe, really? Maybe you should do a tutorial video because my problem with them was a lot of
spray
splash
everywhere.
Back and yeah.
You want to splash it towards your throat.
Can you, maybe for Patreon, there could be like a special video of Amir. Yeah.
How-to videos on Patreon.
It seems like some weird Japanese fetish site where it's just like me using a fucking
it's like
water
ASMR
pick.
Or whatever. Yeah.
With milk instead of water. Have you ever used milk instead of water?
No.
I didn't, I've never done
didn't
that
Didn't you use milk instead of and you sprayed it up your ass?
That's a separate Patreon that I'm starting.
That's right.
Okay, we got another question from a 22-year-old guy in Canada. That's right. A Canadian. Rose, you get it. You lived in Vancouver for 5 years or so.
Mm-hmm. What's he asking about?
Well, about Tinder. So why don't you give this guy a Tinder-based Canadian name? Think about it. Think long and hard.
Tinder-based Canadian name, Chad.
That's great. That's awesome. 22-year-old guy who lives in Canada named Chad, right?
He's recently moved there from Nebraska.
Of course. Mm. Following Jake's advice from early episodes, I am on Tinder looking for love. I do pretty well for myself match-wise, but I never seem to get it moving forward than that. Anyway, a few weeks back, I matched with the perfect girl for me. We have the same interests and conversations, and it was going smoothly. Untypical of me, I asked her out, and to my surprise, she said yes. Bear in mind, a year of using the app, and I have never went on a date with anybody. 30 minutes before the first date, she texts me that she's running a bit late. I say no problem, and I arrive only to receive another text saying she has to cancel. I completely understand, and she offers to reschedule for 2 days later. Second date comes around, and this time I'm running late, so of course I inform her. But when I arrive 15 minutes late, she's nowhere to be seen. I text her and she sends me a long apologetic text saying she got sick. I told her it's fine, but I'm not interested in arranging the third time. Am I the asshole here? I really like this girl, but I'm afraid of being ditched twice. I will be starting whatever this is from a position of weakness. How might I approach suggesting we try again?
If you're worried about losing the upper hand, saying that you're I'm not going to schedule a third time. Good luck, babe. Hey, how's it going? Chad here.
Everyone deserves a third chance at love. But this time I'm going to be running late, just like the second time. Should he try for a third? Two strikes, you're out? Three strikes?
Did he say he really likes this girl?
He had a great conversation.
They talked on the phone?
No, they probably just messaged.
Okay.
I think he's excited about the potential.
Mm-hmm.
He's been burned twice.
That's right.
I would say it's not worth trying to schedule a third time. But not out of the upper hand thing. It just
Where
sounds
in Canada
like
is he? He might be quite remote. Imagine if we might be deep, like in the woods, and
Edmonton,
these aren't to a penny. You're
Saskatchewan,
not in
the
middle of the city. And I get that. You know, maybe it's the stakes are a little higher if it's really slim pickings.
That's right. What's the least amount of effort he could put into a third meetup? Like telling her to come to your work as you're getting out of work.
Just DTF, question mark?
That's cool. Enough beating around the bush, babe. We clearly have sexual chemistry.
I would just say, like, no worries. If you ever want to do anything, just let me know. But you don't have to be like, I think the weird thing is being like, this one didn't work out. Well, when can we reschedule? That's getting a little like, desperate.
Yeah.
I think you... Because, like, it's also not that cool to feel so upset and be like, all right, well, this one didn't work out, but let's not do this again.
Yeah, I'm never doing this.
Never again.
Yeah, it's, like,
bye.
More jilted and sad to, like, be really hard and fast about it.
I think the coolest thing you can do is not give a shit. Yeah. Like, you tried twice, mm-hmm. and now you're just like, I'm over it.
What about just, like, no worries, hit me up if you're free sometime.
Yeah.
Like, and then...
Hey, so I know you didn't hit me up. Are you not free?
You have to be able to commit to the not following up on it. If you follow up on it, you dig in the grave.
I think maybe you do something like, no worries, like not even ask her if she wants to reschedule.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cool.
That's like you get a text like that, and that mm-hmm. like that like makes your stomach tie itself in a knot a little bit.
Kind of, except that maybe I'd be like, whoa, he seems pretty hardcore and he needs to chill out a little. Like, no worries. He's like all emo about it. We haven't even met. Like, I would maybe read that as too hurt.
Okay, so there's a Wally J song that...
sorry, this is your old band?
This reminds me of a Wally J song.
Is it a cover? Because it's another song.
It's not a cover song. No, I think you say a friendly no worries. Like, truly don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We'll try again some other time.
Yeah.
And then you text her sometime when you're out already, maybe with some friends, maybe some kind of like really low stakes, like, hey, I'm out at this bar. If you want to come around, let me know.
Sorry, still busy.
Then at least, I mean, well, yeah, if she says that, then it's 100% over.
Yeah.
So still
sick. I guess I feel like with this stuff, I have never been on Tinder. I'm out of the game for that stuff. But like the stakes seem so low. It's not like you're publicly being embarrassed. Like I would be so... direct, because what's to lose? You just like, who cares if the person doesn't respond? It's not like you have to take it personally. You're not running into them at work every day and having to like walk with your tail between your legs. Why not just be a little
like basically say, sorry, do you just not want to hang out, lol?
Because then she will say yes, and then that'll hurt.
Yeah I wouldn't do that. That's maybe too far even for me, but like I'd probably just go,
what are we, babe? I'm starting to question everything.
Yeah. If I got like, sick, would you stay with me? You know, like ask something normal like that.
You gotta weigh like what you want to say versus like what's the benefit of it.
Yeah.
Like when this does happen, every fiber of your being probably does want to be like, okay, so like you obviously don't care.
Yeah.
This is, we'll never see each other again. Fuck you. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
like,
no,
that
I wouldn't
doesn't
say
get
that.
You anything. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like if I'd been rejected three times, I'd probably just be like, okay, cool. Let me know sometime if you're around. Have a good week. You know, whatever. Just something friendly and dismissive.
Yeah.
But then...
friendly and dismissive. Like, friendly that it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, with zero indication that, like, it's so fine that it can happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, leave that seed, like, just around. But
what if you say, like, ooh, two strikes on you. Here comes another change-up. Don't whiff, babe. Meet me at here at 11 p.m.
If you're really sick, I can make chicken noodle soup.
Do you want to foul that one off?
We don't even have to meet. I'll leave it at your place.
Is that a meet cute if it's just soup?
That's a meet sad.
Nice. All right. One last question from somebody from Australia.
Okay.
It's basically where Rose is from.
Okay. Ross.
Classic. I'm from the limestone coast of southern Australia.
Southern? Southern. He was going to try to let that fly.
The southern coast of Australia. Okay. And I need your help. Given that you both worked in a shared office space, I'm sure you'll be able to come to my aid. Someone at my work has worms.
Okay. And given that you've both had worms recently.
The discovery was made by my boss after using the toilets, and the situation seemed simple. Everyone would take anti-worming tablets, and it would be done with. Wrong. I worked out the amount of tablets in the pack, and it was the perfect amount for each person in the office. After a few days, there were still two in the pack. Okay. After bringing this up, everyone claimed to have taken a tablet. Why lie about that? The problem has been persisting. I found this coy little parasite openly mocking me with their existence on multiple occasions over the last few months. Enough is enough. How does he notice worms in the bathroom? They don't flush the toilet ever?
Yeah, if someone left shit in the toilet and there was worms in the shit, I would straight up kill myself if I saw that, I think.
Okay.
Also, I'm not done with the question. Is it literal or is it – I thought it was like a sort of a bug, but are they actually little worms?
That's a good question. I don't know. In order to beat the worm, I had to become the worm. I started doing some digging. Nice. After some investigating, I've narrowed it down to two people. My question is, how do I proceed with this? Do I confront the two individuals and tell them that I know it's one of them? Or dare I say both of them infesting our workplace with this parasitic poop? I'm writing this immediately after finding another worm in the toilets. So maybe they flush and the worm sticks.
I mean, I don't know where he works, but this isn't his job, right? Are worms, is this contagious?
Is this a
thing? I don't think it's contagious.
It's like head lice, I think. But
I've heard of like worms in dogs. I've never heard of a man having a worm.
No, I know people who had tapeworms.
Will you look and see if worms are contagious? Because I feel like...
They are, I'm pretty sure. They're like, yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's... Well, maybe I'm confusing it with ringworm, which is...
I'm hesitant to dole out...
Tapeworms are not contagious.
Okay.
Tapeworms aren't, but I think...
Are any types of worms contagious?
Regular worms. Like, I can give you one.
Like, yeah, so if he sits on the toilet, will the worm crawl up his ass?
Yeah, so you've seen Parasite, right?
Right.
No. It's sort of about that.
Okay. It's not about that at all.
Is it not? I fell asleep at the beginning.
Oh, my God,
and just woke up talking to you guys right now.
Wow, that's disgusting. That's a really disgusting workplace problem.
Imagine the boss like, all right, everyone's taking worm pills because I haven't been noticing worms in the toilet. One for everyone. What? Hey, there's two left. Somebody didn't take their worm pill.
What is the job? Did he say?
They're a worm pill distribution company. And this is just some sort of weird team bonding exercise. I mean, it's southern Australia. Anything is probable.
Anything happens there.
This whole fucking thing is it's a mess. It's next to Tasmania.
I did hear about somebody intentionally getting a tapeworm to lose weight.
Jesus, there's got to be an easier way.
In LA.
Right. She's like, Doc, can I have a parasite?
Yeah, because it does all of the digesting for you, and then you pass it, and it's like...
It's eating for two.
Yeah.
Not to be eating for poo. Not to be gross, but I heard the way to get rid of a tapeworm is to starve yourself and put
peanut meat on your
tongue.
I think that was...
Haven't fucking come out.
That was an urban myth. Yeah.
No way is that true.
All right.
No way.
Fuck, really?
God, can you fucking imagine?
I'm going to bait the bitch.
I gotta wait till she comes right up to the lips.
It's a full snake. It drags you in. It takes your hand. You turn inside out. That's what Parasite was about.
I don't think so.
So wrong.
Don't worry about who took the pill and who didn't. There's worm in your fucking toilet. I've never heard of such a workplace.
Quit.
This is...
Yeah. Quit.
This shit wouldn't fly in America.
Move to Northern Australia.
Isn't it North... Yeah, that is how you would say it. Northern.
Northern. You did Southern.
Yeah, but instead of South, I did South.
Yeah.
But instead of North, it is North.
It's Northern, though, but like not North. It's North. North.
North-ish.
It's more like North.
Eastern, Western, Southern, Northern.
I don't know what you're trying to... Are you trying to prove that you were kind of right? Or?
Yeah, like South is the only one that we sort of alter.
No, I think Northern we alter.
Not as much as South.
Not as much, but we alter it.
Do we?
Rose, I'm sorry you have to see this.
But like, I don't think we alter Northern.
Now that you're saying it, Northern, we don't.
North stays
north. No one says any of these things.
Northern. It's nor. It's nor. Northern.
Yeah, but even if you're just saying north, it's nor.
Nor.
It's north or northern. Nor.
Nor. The nor stays
a little bit. It's a little. It's a little bit more on the nor.
Either or, it's more the nor. Rose, I'm sorry you had to be here for that.
I'm just concerned about the worms infestation. I'm still a little...
Oh, right. This guy's workplace.
Yeah.
Don't worry about accusing someone who didn't take the pills. Imagine the guy who, like, what are the odds that the guy that has the worms didn't take the pills? If anything, he'd be most into taking the pills.
Right.
Are you taking a worm pill if you don't have worms?
That I would really like... not want to. Yeah. Like, that's...
This is illegal to offer medication to your
Everyone
company.
Has to take a worm pill? Like, I take a shit at home and there's not a worm there. So I'm not going to take
it. I'm good.
This. Holy shit, why are you so anti the pill, Jake? I'm starting to think you're a worm. It starts creeping. I can see him behind your fucking uvula. It's your friend.
I blink sideways.
Jake's a worm. It's obvious.
Have you heard about that worm that climbs into your foot when you're walking along, like... I feel I'm going to really what? Ruin some tourist industry. But
that's a shoelace.
No, no, no. It like goes up through your heel and
no.
it goes into your bloodstream.
No.
And it's like along the Amazon River somewhere.
Jesus.
You know about this?
No.
That
sounds awful.
Don't think you can take a pill for that one though.
Jake, it seems like you would have that issue.
Yeah. Yeah. How is your heel?
It's great.
Is it good?
Yeah, the heel's good. It's bleeding a little bit. You can see how supportive these shoes are.
There's a good heel on them.
It's a great heel.
That could be your unsolicited.
That's a full-on platform.
That's a thick
Give me one
Skecher.
More week to walk through these. It's not a Skecher. It's not a Skecher. It's not a Skecher.
You're wearing Skechers shape-ups?
Okay, we're not. We're
You're
not
doing Skech? Is that
we're
your
not
workout?
Ending the, okay.
You're using your platform to support platform shoes. Look at this thick toe box.
I'm trying to get that extra inch. Right?
Nice. You're almost 6 feet now.
Why don't you host this podcast without me from now on, huh? You would love that, right?
All right, cool. Sweet.
Francis and Shmoo-moo.
Francis and the Shmoo.
It's Frank and the Shmoo.
Nice.
Frankie and the Shmoo. Drive that radio.
Can somebody please draw a Frankie and the Shmoo poster?
You're listening. If you're listening, you're talented.
I'm serious.
You owe it to
Satellite
us.
XM.
I know you've got it in you guys.
Frankie and the Shmoo.
You do
it's
old
Frankie
Howard Stern.
And the Shmoo. Frankie and the Shmoo. All right, Rose, is there anything you want to promote? Now that you're here, people are listening. Mm. What do you want them to do?
I'm on the market for a job. Oh. So any submissions would
like
be good.
Like a casting director if they're listening.
Yep, if the casting director is listening.
A lot of industry people avail. Listen. All the industry folks who listen past the shit worm thing
yeah.
are still here.
Rose is
bear
avail.
Yeah, know that I'm avail. Yeah, no.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok yet, but... Yeah, all of the above, and I did a show, but it's not. It's actually getting its name changed right now.
So we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, I'll get back to you. Read that.
What was the old title?
Well, it's currently. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it's changing its name.
Okay.
I've gone too deep.
All right. We've said nothing at all.
No. Rose. So don't. No, that's my promotion. I'm working on publicity.
I'm working on something I'm not allowed to talk about later.
opening theme song, the "My Own Worst Enemy" cover by Nick Goldston. This
Which
closing world? One is a. Equally good cover, but
it's
kind
by
of
Splinter?
Sad. Wish.
By Splinter.
It's a Tears in Heaven cover. You know, the saddest song ever.
Jesus Christ, why are we doing this?
It's a beautiful song, but it felt more of a closing ballad.
Yeah.
If you have your own theme songs or questions, submit them to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. More bonus video episodes on our Patreon at patreon.com/JA.
That's right.
So if you're jonesing for more, we got more for you. And we'll be back next week. Maybe it'll be me and Jake. Maybe you just want to, I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Same.
You won't be
here. Right, I know. I see where
Would
it's going.
Would you know my name?
Would you say my name? If you read my question. Did you play the game to find my question about being rude and sending nudes? 'Cause I'll hear these Jews on. If I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.